a bill from Congress placing the first major federal limit on abortions in 30 years now awaits President Bush's promised signature. Late yesterday, the Senate gave final passage to legislation banning what abortion opponents call partial birth abortions. Abortion rights advocates say they'll sue to have the measure overturned as unconstitutional. More from NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.
For congressional Republicans who've been trying since the mid-1990s to outlaw the practice they call partial birth abortion, yesterday's 64-34 vote in the Senate was an outcome to savor. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist claimed the ban would save hundreds and potentially thousands of lives, despite the fact there are no reliable statistics on how often the procedure is actually performed.
We have just outlawed a procedure that is barbaric, that is brutal, that is offensive to our moral sensibilities, and that is out of the mainstream of the ethical practice of medicine today.
The procedure is known medically as intact dilation and extraction, and it's done after the first trimester of pregnancy. It involves the partial delivery of a fetus, which is then killed. Lawmakers who oppose abortion have repeatedly tried to ban the procedure and were twice stopped by President Clinton's veto pen. Republican Chris Smith of New Jersey led a similar vote for the ban in the House 3 weeks ago. He said yesterday that the ban procedure is only the tip of an iceberg called abortion on demand.
44 million babies have been killed. A partial birth abortion, like the other methods, is a violence against children, whether it be chemical poisoning or dismemberment. And thankfully, now this human rights legislation will go to a president who recognizes the inherent dignity and worth of every human life.
17 Democrats joined most Republicans in voting for the ban. Two of the three Republicans who voted against it were women, Maine's Susan Collins and Olympia Snow. California Democrat Barbara Boxer led opposition to the bill.
The doctors tell us this is a dangerous piece of legislation. The doctors tell us this is an unconscionable piece of legislation. The doctors tell us that women's lives and health will be put at risk if we pass this.
That's because Boxer said the bill's Republican sponsors refused to make an exception for the health of a mother. The legislation does allow the procedure if the mother's life is in danger. New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg said the absence of a health exception alone is grounds for the bill being struck down by the courts.
This bill is political, purely because everybody here knows it will be ruled unconstitutional. Five members of the current Supreme Court have struck down a state ban on so-called partial birth abortions. The same fate awaits this legislation.
Opponents also pointed to what they said was vague language that left unclear what kind of abortion was illegal for doctors to perform. Doctors could face 2 years of prison for violating the ban. But Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum, who propelled the bill through the Senate, insisted it was clear which procedure the ban covered. He also said Congress had collected ample medical evidence to show the Supreme Court that a health exception is unnecessary.
We have, without question, clarified that record to make sure that the court knows that there is no medical evidence out there, that this procedure is ever necessary to protect the health of a mother.
Well, saying it don't make it so.
Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights. She says once the ban is signed into law, her group will fight it all the way to the Supreme Court, just as it did successfully with a similar state ban in Nebraska 3 years ago.
The Supreme Court was clear that any kind of regulation would require a provision to address the health of the woman. There's no such provision in this abortion ban. It also made clear that this type of law will criminalize not late-term abortions, but abortions as early as 12 weeks in pregnancy.
President Bush issued a statement from Singapore saying he looks forward to signing the bill restricting the abortion procedure, which he called abhorrent. Still, the measure is expected almost certainly to be tied up in court battles for years to come. David Wellner, NPR News.